ladies and gentlemen, the American Pie Forum.
And dances with the daffodils.
Oh, that's beautiful, Stanley.
Yeah, that's terrific, Stanley. Every time you recite, you remind us of a river an inch deep and a mile wide at the mouth.
I have a poem for you, Judge.
Yeah?
The stars may kiss the moon on high. The flower may kiss the butterfly. The wine may kiss the sparkling glass. But you, my friend, farewell.
I drink to that, Stanley, but I'm broke.
Let me buy you a drink. What are you looking for a job?
Yeah, I've been out and around all the agencies, but I can't seem to come up with anything.
No luck,
no.
Huh?
I don't know. Either it's not what I want, you know, or the placement fee is too much.
What ho, rude fellow. If I tell you where to find a job, Will you butt out of it and let me continue romancing my lovely Rosie here?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
You know, the problem is that either the employment agencies don't have anything or the placement fees from the professional agencies are just too much. You know, I just don't know where to go look for a job.
The library.
The library?
The library. I was looking for a job a while ago. Somebody told me about this job directory book at the library. I went down there. And
on the road to Mandalay, red, white, and blue.
What are you doing, young man?
I'm looking for a position.
Who wrote it?
No, it's not a book. I'm looking for some job information.
Oh, here, Rosie, yes. Would you help this young bell ringer?
Oh, certainly. Yes, Mr.
A Handelman, Handelman, comma, Stanley Myron. Got my library card someplace here.
Oh, good.
Hey, I'll show you my number. You show me yours.
Mr. Newman, I really don't think this is the kind of place for that sort of thing.
Well, let's go someplace else.
Mr. Hillman, now, for the job information that you wanted, the newspapers and the trade journals and the professional magazines are over in the reading room. Oh, here it is. And we have a job directory right here.
That's it.
Hey.
Oh. All right, I made a mistake. To err is human, to forgive divine.
This is a job directory.
Yeah.
And you see, it lists all the employers in the state, where they're located, what kind of jobs they have, and how many people they can employ.
Hey, let me take a look at that.
Certainly.
Wow, look at all those different jobs. Wow, that's like the yellow pages.
Yellow pages?
Let your fingers do the walking.
I was just standing right there.
No,
let your
fingers. Yes, we do have a paper
now.
We're like this.
Who did it? Just a second.
Like that?
No, not right away, but I mean the job directory book is a good place to start. And then I started to go back every day until I finally scored.
You mean you got the job?
No, I got a date with Rosie here. Rosie started to recite poetry.
Oh, yeah, I know. The wine may kiss my glass and that kind of thing.
No, I'm talking about the real stuff.
Yeah, tell him our favorite poem, Stanley.
No, not for him.
Oh, come on, please. It's so pretty.
Come on.
Yeah, come on.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I loved with passion and romance that others said would prove untrue. I loved with fire, with tenderness. You see, I dreamed of you. I loved the gleam of distant shores, the rushing waves, the silent pools. I loved the weeping willow tree. They told me more of you. I love the summer for its storms, the sound of rain upon the roof. I love the sunlight on your face. You see, I burn for you. I love the wind that swept the night. I love the grass that softly grew beneath the sun, beneath the stars. You see, I wept for you. I've searched for truth in sweet red wine, in dingy bars, a fool of time. The dying rivers whisper to, my only truth is her.
That's beautiful, Stan.
I got another one.
You do?
My dog was dying by inches. And dying by inches is hard. So I took him out to the alley. And I let him die by the yard.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Judge Strunk.
Remembers the first thing she said. He remembers the first time he held her, and the night that she came to his bed. He remembers her sweet way of saying, "Honey, has something gone wrong?" He remembers the fun and the teasing, and the reason he wrote her this song. I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away. They would walk down the street in the evening, and for years I would see them go by. And their love that was more than the clothes that they wore could be seen in the gleam of their eye. As a kid they would take me for candy, and I loved to go tag them along. We'd hold hands while we walked to the corner, and the old man would sing her his song. I'll give you a daisy, a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away. Now he walks down the street in the evening, and he stops by the old candy store, and I somehow believe he's believing. He's holding her hand like before, for he feels all her love walking with him, and he smiles at the things she might say. Then the old man walks up to the hilltop and gives her a daisy a day. I'll give you a daisy a day, dear. I'll give you a daisy a day. I'll love you until the rivers run still and the four winds we know blow away.
The American Pie Forum will continue in a moment. First, this important message.
It's a changing world we live in. Some of today's jobs didn't even exist 10 years ago. Vocational, technical, and adult education programs are changing too. The 16 districts of the Wisconsin Vocational, Technical, and Adult Education System have the training for today's jobs. VTAE programs meet today's employment needs. A new career for today's changing world can mean retraining for a new skill, new responsibilities, a better position, a higher salary. And for the young, the career programs can mean training for tomorrow's exciting challenges. Yes, the world is changing rapidly. If you want to keep up with these widening horizons, your vocational, technical, and adult education programs have the solutions for you.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Jerem.
Hello. You know, when I was 17, I thought I had the world with a tail. a regular job, a regular girl. Figured I knew all there was to know. So I quit school. Thought I'd set the world on fire. Till one day, that's where the old store used to be. One day, at the store.
Now look here, Mrs. Melton. This is the fourth time today you've called about them dag-nab lamb chops. And if I told you once, I told you 100 times we don't have any. Dag-bellied old fuss budgie. And what are you sputtering about, you puss plump? Oh, and why do you keep coming in here making faces at me? How do you like that?
Well, I never. Mr. Thurtle, I've been a good customer of yours for over 30 years, certainly. But I can promise you I shall never come into this store again.
But Mrs. Collins,
Jeremy,
what got into you? You're scaring my business off.
I just get tired of all them doppelgaffers coming in here treating me like their peg boy.
Well, I've been putting up with people like them in my business for over 30 years.
That's just it. It's your business, but for me, it's just a job. You know Harvey up at the bank? He got promoted to teller. He's just been there 6 months.
Oh, but Harvey finished school, Jeremy. He's a graduate.
So what? Big deal don't really make no difference.
Oh, makes a big difference, Jeremy. Man ought to finish what he starts. Especially his schooling. Why, every Jack's son with a diploma in his hands one jump ahead of you.
Yeah, but I can't go back to school. I can't quit work.
Well, let's see now. You've got about the half year of schooling left, don't you?
Yeah.
How about this, Jeremy? If you really want to go back, I'll let you work here mornings and evenings till you finish up.
I don't know if I could find the time
to do it. Well, think about it. If you want my advice, you'll go back and get that diploma.
Guess I could.
And Jeremy.
But, yes, Mr. Perkle.
Your Phoenix is entirely too parliamentary.
Oh.
Language, boy, your language. You've got to give ladies like that a little apple butter. A little smooth charm.
Well, I did go back and finish up my education.
Because it helped, too, later on. I got a much better job because of it. You know, the first thing I did when I went back to school, I went to run into the dictionary to look up all them words Mr. Furkle had been using. Oh, they weren't nearly half as bad as they sounded. You know, I never did find out about prominental profanage.
Back to high school after you've been gone for a while can be a little bit unnerving. Things are sort of different now. But if you've been out looking for a job and you don't have a high school diploma, you've probably discovered that not many doors are open for you. If you'd like to open up some of these doors and obtain the equivalency of a high school degree, you can do so by participating in the General Educational Development Testing Program. This is popularly called the GED program. Because adults go on learning whether they're in school or not, the GED program allows you to demonstrate that skills and knowledge you've acquired since you were last in school are equal to those necessary for high school graduation. Classroom attendance is not required. You simply take a series of general knowledge tests, and 70% of those taking the tests are successful on their first attempt. If you want more information about this program, contact your local high school principal.
Hey, Dennis, since when did they allow dumbbells in here?
That's not a dumbbell, that's a barbell.
I wasn't talking to the barbell, I was talking about Stanley. No offense, Stanley, just a little joke. But really, what's with the body beautiful?
Well, if you must know, I was just turned down on a job because they got one arm smaller than the other.
Everybody's arm is a little smaller than the other, but what's that got to do with the job?
I went down to the foundry to apply for a job, and they said I couldn't handle it.
Oh, maybe they're right. That's heavy work. You know, you gotta be strong, Stanley.
I just applied for a job in the mailroom just to wrap some packages.
Hey, you've been discriminated against. If my memory serves me right, you got a reason to complain.
Yeah? Because I got one arm a little smaller than the other?
Discriminating against people with physical or mental defects is against the law. And you fit both categories.
When I go all the way. Yeah, but you know there's a million loopholes in those discrimination laws.
It depends upon your particular state. But the Fair Employment Law prohibits discrimination because of disabilities.
Yeah, you mean if I could wrap the packages and handle the job, they gotta hire me?
That's right. People cannot be refused work because of a physical or mental condition as long as they have the ability to do the job, which means that the boss has to give you the same consideration when it comes to hiring.
I didn't know that.
It's true.
Would you do me a favor?
What?
Would you tell my father that?
Why your father?
Because he owns the foundry.
I didn't know that.
This week's issue of the American Pie Forum newspaper has information about the Wisconsin Division of Vocational Rehabilitation. DVR serves people with many kinds of disabilities: mental retardation, heart disease, cerebral palsy, amputation, and loss of hearing or sight. DVR counselors provide guidance and vocational evaluation to help the disabled individual select a job field that suits his or her interests and abilities. Once a job field is chosen, the DVR provides training opportunities, a chance to develop the skills that will lead to a rewarding job. If specialized medical care is needed, DVR can help with that too. All these DVR services are geared to one ultimate goal: job placement. DVR counselors are experts at matching abilities with employment opportunities. Give DVR a call and give yourself a chance at a satisfying career.
My name is James Horkin, and I am formerly from Reedsburg, and as a result of a high school wrestling accident 11 years ago, I'm confined to a wheelchair. And since that time, I've went back to school, graduated from high school, went to college, spent 4.5 years in different institutions going to college, and last December I graduated. And since that time, I've been employed at First Federal, working as a financial... I graduated in finance, and I'm working as a loan consultant. Throughout the time of my problems, since the accident, I've worked with various organizations, of which one is Voc Rehab, helping me to get funds to go to school and pursue an education, which would eventually allow me to live financially free without the support of government agencies or what have you. It was unfortunate that I had an accident, but I am very fortunate to have been able to work, go through school, and now be self-employed. After my accident, one of my goals was to go through college, and now that I've achieved that goal and have secured a good job, I'm looking forward to bigger and better things. And it's very important that a person have the right attitude. And my philosophy has always been that it's not what you got, it's what you do with what you do have.
Services of the Division of Vocational Rehabilitation are provided on a non-discriminatory basis as required by the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Any person of or near employable age is eligible for vocational rehabilitation provided there is a physical handicap. The rehabilitation service is available to all handicapped persons. We urge you strongly to apply for it.
The main thing is for a person not to give up.
Hey, David.
Hey, Jed. How are you?
I'm really glad to run into you. All right, buddy. That's jaywalking. I'm going to have to write you a ticket.
It's the third one today.
Three in one day?
Yeah.
Wow, that makes you the neighborhood champion. The first prize, take off your shoes and socks.
Shoes and socks? What, are you some kind of a foot freak?
No, I'm revoking your walking privileges.
Goodbye again, it's time for us to go. It's been good to see you here, we hope you liked your show. So long again, the lights are going down. It's been good to see you down here in our part of town. We hope to see you back again sometime, to laugh, to sing, to do your thing. Please come back to us again. Join in, my friends, before we lose the lights. Sing your song and dance your dance. Goodbye to satisfaction. Get your own piece of the action. We'll be right back.